bankrink.com. Senior financial analyst Greg McBride's on the other end of our line. Greg, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you. Merry Christmas. What part of the country do you reside in?
Florida.
Oh, you're killing me, Greg. You're killing me right now.
It's nice. You got to come on down.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Me and the family and Brittany, we're all going to come down and hang out at your place.
You got it.
All right. Let's talk about some interesting news. When we get you on the program, it seems like more often than not, we're talking about financial challenges. But according to some new information, America's financial security is rebounding to its highest level since June. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we actually saw a nice pickup in the month of December, and that was coinciding with the jobs report, where the unemployment rate dropped from 9% down to 8.6%. And, Tony, I think that had a positive psychological impact on consumers. We saw now that nearly 2 out of 3 Americans say that their job security is the same now as it was a year ago. That's a new high. And the people that say that their jobs are less secure, that dropped from 28% down to 18%. So nice to end the year on a bit of a high note on that in that regard.
You know, Greg, so many things seem to be in a positive way, but there's so many dangers out there. And I just wonder if perhaps we as individuals and perhaps the country and its leaders aren't taking advantage of an opportunity we have here. And by that, I mean, the unemployment rate has lowered to its lowest level. The folks who are claiming unemployment have reached its lowest level in a while. It seems like gas prices, especially up here in the state of Michigan, are at their lowest level in quite a while. We have opportunities now to really do some damage to the debt we have, to really start saving and helping ourselves, and especially when we look at what our legislators are doing in Washington. It seems like we're not taking advantage of this.
Well, from a consumer standpoint, I mean, I think they are, and, you know, certainly from a corporate standpoint, you see companies, they've stockpiled record amounts of cash. So, you know, I think people are making the tough decisions that need to be made, paying down debt, boosting savings. They're just not feeling a whole lot more secure about that. On the savings front, for example, even though people have managed to squirrel away more money for a rainy day, the fact that their pay is basically stagnant, that household expenses continue to creep higher, and that they're earning next to nothing on that savings, the people that feel less secure with the amount of money they have in savings outnumber those feeling more secure by a margin of 3-1. And again, that's despite the fact that people have managed to squirrel more money away. And it's just a reflection of the fact that the buying power of what they've accumulated continues to get chipped away.
Let's talk about Bankrate's December Financial Securities Index. You mentioned that folks are feeling more secure about their job. What does that mean?
Well, you know, what we do on each of these components is we ask the question, relative to 12 months ago, is it better, worse, or about the same? And, you know, with regard to job security, that's one that, no surprise to anybody, it's had a pretty negative bent in terms of consumers all year long. It's been it's a lousy job market. Consumer attitudes reflect that. But we did see some improvement in December, and that's consistent with what we're seeing in the job market, where the unemployment rate is down. The economy is consistently adding jobs, just not adding them at a pace that's going to blow anybody's hair back. So we have seen some slow improvement. But in this context, Tony, 2011 was not a year of progress in terms of financial security. Even though we saw some improvement here at the end of the year, we still ended the year lower than where we started back in January. Consumers on the whole feel less financially secure now than they did back in January.
On the overall financial situation, those under age 30 are most likely to report a better overall financial situation, and that's pretty good for young people.
Yeah, I mean, we actually see some pretty stark contrast when we break it down by ages. The under 30 set versus those 50 and over, those that are 50 and over, they feel least secure in their jobs, least secure in their savings. They're most likely to say that their overall financial situation has deteriorated in the last year. The under 30 set, I wouldn't say they're the most positive, but I would say they're the least negative. They actually are a little bit more upbeat than other age groups when it comes to things like job security, savings, and their overall financial situation.
Bankrate.com senior financial analyst Greg McBride has been with us. And for folks who want to see more of your information, all they have to do is go to Bankrate.com, right, Greg?
Yes, we have it right on the homepage at Bankrate.com.
All right, enjoy your day.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Have a great day.